Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Oh, we just got a ringer right here in the Bahamas Isle. He got the ring on the hook of our Tiki Toss game. That's what we're doing here, right by the Tiki Bar in the Bahamas Isle at the Demon Show in Orlando. And it's happy hour, end of the show, day number two. We're recording Scuba Radio and just hanging out. And Captain Slade has stepped up to the plate here. You've done this Tiki Toss game before, haven't
you? Yes, I have. I've got one at the shop. I'm a little nervous, though, because when you do it for fun, yeah, it's one thing. But now I'm doing it for the big bucks.
That's right, big bucks. We got a big prize up for grabs. If someone can do it three times in a row, you get two practice.
That's it.
And then you got to hook it, not once, but three times in a row. Okay, that's
close.
The second time.
Okay, money one. This is the money shot.
Money shot.
Here he goes, Captain Slade.
Oh!
He's a loser, but that's okay. He's a winner in our book.
That's right.
You know, it's great. Some of the things they're doing here at the DEMA show is they've been doing some recording for people to go into this booth and talk about the things that inspired them to dive. And you had 2 minutes to shoot this little video in this booth that they set up at the show. I don't know what DEMA's planning to do with it, but it's kind of cool. And one of the questions was, who are the people in the industry that have inspired you? And I mentioned the dive god and my buddy Captain Slate.
That's right.
Yeah, I said, there's this guy down in the Florida Keys feeding fish with his face. I got to meet him. And he lived up to the craziness and the twisted attitude I figured he must have, and has been truly one of a kind. So it's been an honor to have you as a friend over these years.
Over many years, we've been having fun. I mean, in our office, the first show, first two, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did it right there. It was great. And then we went on the Aqua Cat, and we're doing it again next year.
Yeah, okay. Going out and doing another industry trip, bringing some of your friends like Neil, and maybe I'll get on board. And just
yes, you will.
We'll create more stories that'll get us thrown in jail or something. Well, we'll be in international waters.
We'll be in international waters. They'll just leave us alone.
That's right. In the Bahamas, anything goes.
Just like in the days of Blackbeard, everything goes and nothing leaves the boat.
Exactly. Well, most of the time. Now, standing next to you is George, who was my bunkmate on the last trip that we did.
Yeah.
George is from Chicago. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm good, Greg.
How have you been?
I've been good. Better. I'm okay now.
You're okay now?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, he's been drinking some of the Bahama Mamas, haven't you? But you having a good show here at the DEMA show?
Yes, I have 17,000 steps I took yesterday and today.
Did what?
17,000 steps.
Oh, really? Okay, you're monitoring your steps, yes. You know what? I would agree with that, knowing how my feet feel right now, but that's just part of it. It goes with the territory. We've got to cover a lot of ground.
That's right. You're going to go on a trip? You going to go on a slate?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going.
We'll be bunkmates.
Again.
Again. And he'll find out more. He'll get more, stories to blackmail me with. Good to see you again.
Say thank you.
Better. You're liking the weather here as opposed to back home in Chicago, I'm guessing.
It's 70 degrees at home.
Oh, well, maybe you do like it better at home then.
I go home, it's going to be 40.
Okay, exactly. It happens to be 70 day, but by the time he goes back home to Chicago, it'll be a little cooler. But that's okay. Well, good. Enjoy yourself at the DEMA show there, George. Good seeing you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for
all right, there you see. You run into all your friends. We're one big happy family, whether it's Captain Slate in the Florida Keys or our friends from the Bahamas. You know, we're going to talk to the dive god, Neil Watson, here in just a bit. Some friends from Grenada and Fiji. They've all come together to the Bahamas Isle right now for our little Junkanoo end of the show happy hour party. So they're drinking some Bahama Mamas and stuff. But because it's just such a diving industry family kind of thing going on. People from all over come and take advantage of the festivities. So I got to ask you, Captain Slate, so what's been going down there in the Keys lately for you? What are you showcasing here for the folks at the DEMA show?
Well, we've got our trips. Of course, we always do out there in our little sport and our creature feature every Friday and Sunday morning. And
right.
That's going well, except the big change now is Sky. My daughter's now driving a boat.
She's now a critter feeder.
Captain, and did her first critter feed Sunday, and she looks a lot better in a bikini than I do. So
okay, and unfortunately, we've seen both.
She's going to put me out of a job.
Hopefully.
She can't drive a car.
Can't drive a car, you're right, but she can drive a boat.
She can drive a boat, and she can feed a fish or, you know.
And I'd like to say her bikini fits her better than mine fits me, so everybody wants her.
Okay, yes. Well, you know, the pictures are online. I've seen her. She's actually done a lot of training the last year or so.
Absolutely.
Doing this, right?
Working on her instructors. Already got her dive master in about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And we're going to make her instructor and train her all the way up to staff instructor. She's on it.
She's on it. Good. Yep. Well, that's good to see. So that's Sky down there working with Captain Slate's dive center, CaptainSlate.com. They can go to get more information, right?
If you what?
They can go to CaptainSlate.com and get all the details. Book it today, right?
That's it. Yes, they can. There'll be a lot of people there just like there is here at the show.
Yep, absolutely. All right, have another Bahama Mama.
I'm going to have
Captain
another
Slate.
Bahama Mama.
All right, let's see. Who else do we got here in the Bahamas Junkanoo Party? Junkanoo, by the way, is like Carnival. We got Valentina, our second mermaid. You're having a good time, right?
Yes, this is awesome. Come on down. It's a party here without the sand.
Yeah, she's actually a Junkanoo mermaid right now because she has a Junkanoo headdress. Oh, someone just got a ringer. Hey, that was how are you doing, buddy? How are you?
Outstanding.
Yeah, you just got it. You just hooked it. You're a hooker. No, wait, that didn't right. He already won a book. Oh wait, you got to get three in a row. That's
three
what we're
row.
Doing. We got a tablet we're giving away. We got all kinds of stuff. So keep doing that. See, it's like it's chaos. It's Junkanoo. There are things. There are people coming from all different directions. It's all good. And the scuba cowboys wandering around. Oh, we got two in a row. Right? That was your second one in
that
a row.
Two.
Look, this guy knows what he's doing. This is the closest we've come. This is up for a tablet that the Bahamas have been nice enough to score. Oh, so close. And on the fourth try, he'll get it, of course. It had to be three in a row. So close, yet so far. But, you know, we're just having fun. Of course, a bunch of divers. When we're not diving, we might have a cocktail or two and just kick back at the DEMA show and catch up with friends. Share a few fish tales, run into a mermaid or two. I already talked to Valentina, the psychic mermaid. Now I have Mermaid Tiffany. She's like the grand what are you, the grand poobah of mermaids these days? What are you?
The what? The grand poobah?
No, the grand poobah.
What's poobah? I don't know.
I don't know. What would the mama mermaid? You're kind of like.
Let's just say I
graduated.
Run. I just run this. Okay.
Run this. Okay, that's all we could say.
Including
for sure.
I'm your boss.
Uh huh.
You can
yeah.
call me daddy.
Exactly. Oh. Okay. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
You having fun?
Yeah, always, always.
You were down there in the Keys with down there by Captain Slate before you came up here.
Uh-huh.
How did you guys have fun down there or what?
Oh yeah, it was a blast. It was good weather and good people. So
we're down there for Meeting of the Minds.
Yes.
Which is a Jimmy Buffett kind of vibe thing, right?
Yep,
music
all the trop rockers.
Festival.
Yep, all the trop rockers kind of get together and sing some music.
Now, were you mermaiding too, Tiffany, or are you saving that for this?
Well, I like to keep it exclusively just for scuba diving, just for you. So.
Just for scuba radio, of course, yeah. So Mermaid Tiffany, yeah. And by the way, have any people came up to you and asked you about your appearance in the Lionfish book?
No.
No? What do you mean, no? They
no.
haven't, really? Have you read it yourself? You haven't read your own damn book that you're in, have you?
I've been too busy, Greg. No, I haven't read it.
Eric, can you believe this? We got Mermaid Tiffany in the book Lionfish. She still has not even read it.
Well, then she doesn't even know what I said about her.
Well, you wrote about her, exactly.
You know, I actually the biggest thing that confuses me between the book and Mermaid Tiffany standing here at the moment is she's changed her hair color.
Yes, the blonde bombshell mermaid from Scuba Radio has changed her.
That's because I heard, because Greg's like, I'll know when you read the book, because you'll come swinging fists out, and so I figured I'd try to disguise myself. It's probably not anything good in the book.
Well, you'd have to read it to know.
I guess I will.
Yes, but yeah, I guess here you're going.
But you, but your character, I can't say it's you, but the fictionalized character based on you, you kick one of the bad guys' butts anyway. So
oh,
I mean, you know,
Greg?
Never. No, Taekwondo.
You know what? What, Greg? Butt. You're not kicking Greg's butt.
No way. That never happened.
I do that every day, bro.
Yeah, well, no,
never
no. Jerry the Diver Guy says so. Oh, you've read the book. Do you think it represents Mermaid Tiffany well in Lionfish, the book that Eric wrote?
Pretty close to it, yeah.
Pretty close, huh? All right. Well, you're going to have to read your own damn book you're in,
it's
Tiffany.
Not my book.
And, of course, you can get it back home on Amazon.com as an e-book, or you can purchase the paperback. The folks at Divers Direct and Ocean Divers have been nice enough to give us 20 to give away each day.
Every day.
So we got to thank those folks down in the Keys for helping us out in South Florida, right?
Honestly, Greg, with all the background noise, I didn't hear a word you just said to me.
Well, that's probably just as well. I'm used to it. Just nod and say yes,
but
Greg. Yes, Greg.
Very nice and helped us out.
Yes, they did. Indeed. All right. We'll consume some more Bahama Mamas and be back from the Bahamas Isle from DEMA 2015 next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gene, completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in the Bahamas Isle hanging out for the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party sponsored by Scuba Radio and, of course, our friends here in the Bahamas. But there's folks from all over hanging out. We're going to talk to them just a bit. Our friends from Fiji, Nick from Voli Voli. And we've been giving away trips to Fiji, the Bahamas. You know, our liveaboard partners, Explore Adventures, have been giving us some great trips already. A trip to the Maldives and the Galapagos have been given away here at the show. So a lot of cool stuff, a lot of happy folks wandering the aisles of the DEMA Show 2015 here in Orlando. But Valentina, our psychic mermaid, is actually modeling right now in the Bahamas, representing and kind of doing a mashup between a Junkanoo girl and a...
mermaid and a psychic. I've become all
yes,
three now.
Exactly. Now, did you see this in your future before you came to DEMA?
I definitely did not. I must have been clouded at that moment. I did not
clouded.
Know I'd be wearing a 20-pound hat.
How do you feel? You feel like you were born to be a Junkanoo girl?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
I'm growing into it, just like I did
well,
this tan.
Valentina, you wear it well.
Thank you.
Yes, so I think you can pass off, and all the pictures will be up on Facebook and that kind of stuff, but you're having fun, right?
I'm having a great time.
So these are things you get to mark off the list as a diver, or at least a diver that...
My bucket list is complete now after
yes.
I put this hat on.
All right, there you go. All right, well, cool. We'll keep you representing. Come on down. She's psychically connecting with the divers here. Jerry the Diver Guy's here. He's hanging out, finishing off his rum punch. We got some folks from South Florida. Let's talk to them. And you were one of our winners. You work at 4C?
Yes,
right?
I do. Yep.
One of the dive centers. What do you do down there at 4C Dive Centers?
I'm one of the instructors there.
Very nice. So you guys, are you diving quite a bit then, like locally or
yeah.
what?
So doing a lot of diving, doing a lot of teaching.
A lot of teaching. Yep. So, oh, hey, you just whacked me with your Junkanoo feather thingy. What is that, one of your instructors from 4C too?
She's actually our social media, and she's also an instructor as well.
Very nice. And 4C, one of the bigger dive shops down in South Florida?
Yes. Yep, we got three locations, one in Riviera, one in Pompano, and one in Boca Raton.
All right, so the DEMA show bounces back and forth between Orlando and Vegas every year, so I'm guessing you guys come to this one more often than Vegas, or you make it out to Vegas too?
I think they try to make it to each one. This is my first and hers as well.
Yeah, first DEMA. The first Junkanoo headset that you're wearing and
yes.
sporting? What's your name again?
I'm Laura.
Laura. Okay, Laura. So you're doing the social media the stuff for 4C
yeah,
Dive Centers. 4C.
Yep. Love it.
So you put on one of our Bahamian Junkanoo hats?
Yes. It's quite difficult to walk around, and I'm scared I'm going to whack someone's eye out.
Well, you hit me in the... You didn't realize when you turned around you whacked me one.
I'm glad your eyes look okay.
It's okay. I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, they look like this all the time.
You're not just crying, are you?
Oh, no. Exactly. No, I do. I look like this all the time. No, but it's cool. It's a... You're having fun, though,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, that's great.
Is this your first DEMA, too?
It's my very first DEMA. Lots of things to see, a lot of new products that are coming out. It's been really fun.
So are you a dive instructor as well, working with 4C or what?
I am, yeah. I've been an instructor for a year now and
yeah.
love it.
Yeah, so you guys doing a lot, mostly open water courses, that kind of thing, or
yeah,
what?
A lot of open water, advanced rescue. We have a course director at our shop, Gary Thomas, so it's been really nice to see all the different levels coming through and the different excitement levels as well. So it's
very nice. So when you are the social media person from 4C, what does that mean? You put up things on Facebook of like you at a Junkanoo headset headdress?
I have a really hard job. I have to go out diving. I have to take pictures. I have to interact with people and try to get, you know, try to keep people interactive in the dive industry and make sure that they understand what's going on, what new things, and all that. So I love it.
It's a good gig to have. Good family to be a part of.
Yeah, and I'm in South Florida diving. You can't complain.
And what's your favorite dive sites down there in South Florida that you guys visit often?
There's a bunch of wrecks that we have pretty local. But, you know, any of the reef lines are really nice to see. Some nice ledges. So
reef lying. Is that what you said?
Reef lines.
Reef lying. So, okay. Reef lying. I'm like, wait, that's a new style of dive. And I'm not familiar with.
He has really good buoyancy. He's flying over the reefs.
Wait, as he should. We don't want to injure any of those corals and that kind of stuff. Absolutely. Well, good. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Another rum punch or Bahama Mama or God knows what else it is. All right, what do you got there? Now, Casey's making a bunch of racket as he's doing. He's hosting our Tiki Toss game right now, so it's what you're hearing in the background. But it's a little chaotic as I try to do our little radio show. So you're getting a little literal a backstage pass to what's going on or what it's like to be at the DEMA show. And you've been to this show how many times, Jerry?
Five, six, seven times. I mean, I've been several times. And by far, this is one of the best shows that I've been to in a while.
Yeah, a lot of activity, isn't it?
DEMA is stepped up the game this year. A lot of great vendors, a lot of great things going on, a lot of great specials. I mean, I didn't come here to buy. I come here to help Scuba Radio out this week, but I think I want to slip over and take up some of these people on these specials. There's a lot of great specials going on this week, a lot.
A lot of good specials. And, you know, Jerry works at Mountain Divers there in Virginia, and he basically comes here and checks out all the new stuff that he can, store on his store shelves or bring to his store shelves to his local divers in the area. But as he said, he's just here helping out Scuba Radio this week, so he's not even really playing that role as much as he's here to network. And Jerry, this is where we met. This is where we networked initially, didn't we?
What was that, 50 years ago?
Oh, it was like 2 years ago, right here in Orlando.
So it's been a two-year blur.
It has been.
No, actually, it's 4 years ago.
Was it 4 years? I forget. It all blurs together. You're right.
Too much spring water.
Yeah, but we're right there in the hotel bar at the Rosen Center where everybody hangs out after the show. And this guy, you know, later in the evening comes up to me, and I might have had a drink or two, but he might have had a drink or three or four, or maybe more. I don't know. But he came up to me and says, "Hey," and he came up to me at the bar there at the hotel bar, and he says, "Hey, you're Greg Dubmaster." And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Great, another person I owe money to." And he goes, he put his hand on my shoulder. He goes, "I just want to tell you I appreciate you." And I'm like, "Okay, well, thank you." And he goes, "Can I buy you a drink?" And as soon as I start hearing him with this particular accent that he had, I was like, "Sure, let's go have a seat. I need to talk to this guy." And next thing you know, here we are a few years later, and he's one of our regulars on Scuba Radio. That's how it started. It started right here at the DEMA show in Orlando. And now Jerry the Diver Guy is turning into a living Scuba Radio legend.
I don't know about a legend, but I love Scuba Radio.
he's turned into a legend or a butt.
But Greg, you're the legend. You're getting an award this week.
I am, and we'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Yeah, I'm getting an award tonight. Who would have thunk it? Right here at the DEMA show. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at DEMA 2015 in Orlando. Now, I'm running into a lot of friends here in the Bahamas Isle for our Junkanoo Happy Hour party that they've been kind enough to allow us to host, display a mermaid or two or Junkanoo girl, whatever you want to call it. But I'm running into a lot of good friends that we just hung with at some point throughout the year, and one of them would be Steve D'Olivera from Lauderdale by the Sea. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
And I see you're here at the show exhibiting, promoting Bugfest for next year, getting the Florida divers ready to go, or maybe even bringing it in more internationally, I guess, or across the country to all the dive shops.
Well, we'd be glad to have them, yeah.
Exactly. So that'll happen, the first...
July 26th to July 30th is Bugfest this year. Yeah.
So start planning now. Scuba Radio will be there again. We'll have the Scuba Cowboy. We'll bring some mermaids. We'll kick it up a notch. You know, it's one of those events that is, getting quite a reputation in Florida, but it's definitely a great opportunity for folks that are listening somewhere outside of Florida to come and plan their little Florida dive vacation and centering it around lobster mini season, right?
If you like mini season, Lauderdale by the Sea is the place to do it because it's not as crazy as the Keys, and we have a lot of fun, give away a lot of prizes, a lot of cash.
Yeah, it's a great event. Yeah. And, of course, we do our show there. We got Scuba Cowboy.
And you guys have been a phenomenal part of Bugfest. We really appreciate your support and your being there. You've been a judge the last couple of years now, right? The chef competitions, it's like that's the highlight of the event this year, you know?
It is.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. And I have to go down there and eat lobster. and tell them how I feel about it.
Yeah,
it's a tough gig.
And catching lobster is a lot of fun, too. I mean, there's nothing beats that. You know,
eating it is tough,
eating
too.
It was a sacrifice
I was willing to make for the people at Bugfest this year. But I don't know. I might share the love. I wanted to get out there with all the other folks as opposed to eating it. I wanted to catch some more bugs this year. So maybe this year I may actually hand that off to, like, Tiffany and fatten her up for Christmas or something.
Okay.
Or I don't know.
All right. And then she'll be
that because she's out of earshot range.
Okay. Is that Tiffany right there?
Yeah, that's Mermaid Tiffany right there.
She was at Bugfest?
No, you didn't come to Bugfest yet, did you?
No, because I work Sturgis every year.
Oh, that's right. We'll get her there next year.
Next year.
We got more coming up from the Dima Show here in Orlando next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master at DEMA 2015, and I've created a sound circle in the Isle of the Bahamas. And so I got all our friends here from the show. Phil Narcosis is here. How are you?
Hey, we're having a blast.
Having a good time. The Scuba Cowboy is here. If you quit looking at all the hot chicks walking down the aisle.
I was noticing. I was trying to be polite.
Yes, polite. That's a good cover. No, I won't buy it for one sec. Roz from the UK is still with us. How are you, Roz?
I'm fine, thank you, Greg. Where can I get a cup of tea from, please?
A cup of tea, of course. It's right there. It's in a rum punch glass. That's what that tough cup of tea is in here in the States. And if that weren't enough, we got Mermaid Tiffany. And one of the original mermaids who actually started way before Mermaid Tiffany. I was talking about her being like the Mama Mermaid now because she's been around for so long. She's well past her shelf life, right?
The Mom Mermaid?
Mama Mermaid.
Way past it.
Mama Mermaid. You know, before all that nonsense of the mermaids, there was this girl, there was this really amazing woman that I met many years ago, Megan Henny Greer, who was like a circus freak, could hold her breath for hours and dive down to like 150 feet on a breath of air. And Megan is with us once again right now. Also the star of the latest Discovery Channel hit, Treasure Quest. Snake Island, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And it was a big adventure. But thank you for having me here, and I'm glad to be part of this sound circle.
Yes, the sound circle. We need drums or something. But I just got everybody in a circle, said, okay, I'm going to work the crowd here, work around, and it'll make it easier on me. You know, I have to make things easier on me and more as I progress in my age. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I think we're creating somewhat of a traffic diversion. So.
That's okay. They're hovering around anyway,
collecting rum drinks over there.
That's true. If they break the circle, it's okay. Yeah. We're not ironclad. We're not arm in arm and that kind of thing. But you're here at the Dima Show representing a lot of things. You got some TV stuff going on that we can't really talk about just yet, but you're still working that whole angle. But you're here representing what?
Well, I'm here, so I love the Dima Show. It's always great to come and see, friendly faces from off and on the years over the last 20 years of coming here. And, I'm here for Blue the Dive, which is promoting sustainability within the dive industry, as well as the Women Divers Hall of Fame. I was an inductee back in 2000, and so I love to come and volunteer at that booth and hang out with all those amazing women and meet all the people walking through. And
they had their big shindig last night. You were walking around as a pirate or a wrench or what?
I was a pirate.
Okay,
and I still have my tattoo on, actually.
Yes, you
right
do.
Here.
You're
I'm still rocking that.
Yes. It looks like the logo from the Pirate Treasure Show.
It does kind of, yes. And I actually had a couple people asking me where I got that today. And I brought it all the way from Colorado.
You did?
Yes, we're very, into pirates out there. So
very nice. Now, see, if that was me, I would have said, where'd you get that tattoo? I was like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go there, but you didn't. You're more, she's more thoughtful than I am. But yeah, so you're here. It's fun to see all your friends from the dive industry, isn't it, every time, you know, you come to the event like this?
You know, yes, it's so energizing, and there's so many amazing people in this industry, and it's like a big ocean family, so I'm always happy to come and see old friends and colleagues and, you know, people that I met. I've been coming, like I said, off and on to the show over the last 18, 20 years, and so it's amazing. Like, you know, once you're a diver, once you're a free diver, once you're in this industry, you're here, you're family, and it's awesome. I love this show.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know, you know, I've known you for years, Megan, and we're old friends and that kind of thing, but, you know, you had that Treasure Quest Snake Island show on Discovery this year. It was a huge hit. You know, they were promoting the crap out of that show, Naked and Afraid and all that. I was like, wow, this is huge. And who knows? It could come back. We'll have to wait and see. But it was quite an adventure. So, have you had a lot of folks come up to you at the show and say, "Hey, you're that Treasure Quest girl. I love it. What's going on?"
Yeah. So it was an epic adventure, and Discovery did a great job of and the production company of putting it together, Mac Pictures, and getting it out there, and really, you know, highlighting the adventure and the diving and the history and the science and all that. So I was really excited about the show when it came out. And yeah, so, you know, it's funny. I have gotten recognized here a lot for, you know, my freediving adventures in the past and things like that. But definitely from the show, a lot of people have been very excited about it and telling me, you know, their experiences watching it and asking about the snakes. And the number one question is, okay, so was that really real with the snakes? And, man, it was no joke. It was crazy and epic. And
yeah, what were they? Fertilance something super snakes. What were they again?
They're the golden lancehead.
Yes.
Viper. Yeah.
They kill you in one. Just look at you and you fall over.
Well, so, you know, the saving grace is that they're not an aggressive species. They have no predator on that island. No actual threat to them. But at the same time, it was treacherous terrain. We're hiking, we're up, we're down, you know, there's a sheer cliff, 200-foot drop down to the rocks. You can't grab onto any of the trees, you can't, because if you make one wrong move, if you stumble, if you're fatigued, tired, anything, there's going to more than likely be a snake right there. And if you bump it or, you know, make it feel directly threatened, it'll tag you for sure. So the threat is there. The threat was real. Every night we were all, you know, going, thank God, okay, we survived another day.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You didn't die. I want to know if you got it. Yeah, you made it. I see. You made that.
I'm here.
I don't really care. I want to find out how much gold did you pocket yourself. Come on. You guys didn't find the big bounty there on the island. But maybe that's to come.
Well, off camera, we just, you know, we were filling our pockets.
Exactly.
Totally kidding.
Trust me, if she found that, she wouldn't be talking to me right now.
I was the voice of reason, bringing the preservation and all that to the show, right? But, no, really, and so that was a huge disappointment and excitement at the end for all of us. But you know, I feel like it left with a pretty good cliffhanger, sending us in the right direction. So,
And you were the only woman on the boat. Is that the case? Or was there other crew people that we didn't see? Or what?
There were a couple other women on the production, but they were the land-based crew. So they were back at the office. And so I was, for the majority of the expedition, the only woman out there.
So were you, like, totally sick of these guys by the end of the shoot, or what?
Oh, man. You know, these guys were great. From the crew, the producer and director, to the cameraman, to the actual, you know, my teammates for the expedition. Everybody was absolutely awesome. And I grew up with stepbrothers and uncles, and, you know, I got thick skin early on. And also, I mean, most of the things that I have done have been, you know,
more manly than most men.
Well, that's an interesting way to
present,
put it.
Company included.
Right. Well, hey.
Just to be clear.
But, you know, I'm used to being one of the only, if not the only, woman on male crews. And, you know, I don't actually blend in, but I blend in just fine.
You do. Okay. Well, fair enough. And she tolerates us. So that's why we've gotten along so well over the years. And Yeah, we wish you the best, Megan. It's always a pleasure catching up, and good to see you are doing so well.
Well, likewise. Always good to see you, and I'm glad we get to do this in person this time.
Yes.
It's wonderful to be here, the real deal, at the Scuba Radio booth and hanging out in the Bahamas aisle. I'm totally loving it.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you the best, and like I said, we'll keep an eye on this lady because she's doing some big things, and going to want to be on the lookout for Megan Heaney Greer. Who knows where she'll pop up next. All right, now we got some other folks we got to talk to as well. Some of our, we got some older mermaids and some newer mermaids. Callie hasn't been around lately, but she's here now. Mermaid Callie, it's been a while. Dominica, I guess, or what, Dima last year? When was it last time we chatted?
I think it was Dima last year.
It was Dima.
But
I don't remember.
To be back to bug you.
You're back to bug me. And you brought reinforcements. Is that the deal?
Absolutely.
So you have who with you?
This is Jess.
Jess is, and you're from Gainesville too, is that the deal?
Yes.
And you're part of the dive program that works with the folks here, Dave and the gang?
I am.
Cool, Doug, I said Dave. I did that last time, dude.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I bring you all these pretty mermaids.
I know. He's one of my main mermaid recruiters. And, he teaches them how to dive up there in Gainesville and then sends them to me, and I ruin them for life. Pretty much how it works, right, Callie?
Yep.
Okay. See, that's all she needs to say. But, Jess, so what do you do as far as diving up there in Gainesville?
I go to school at UF.
And you're training to be what?
A marine scientist.
Marine scientist to what in particular are you looking to study? Is there a critter or something you're going after, or reef stuff, or what?
Sharks.
Sharks. You're a shark lover. You want to go out there and protect the sharks?
Yes, sir.
Just learn about them, or what? You just curious, or you just love the whole vibe of sharks?
I want to help conserve them.
You want to help conserve them, yeah. Well, you know you're talking to someone who starred in Sharknado 3. You know this, right?
No, I didn't.
I was a sweaty Florida tourist in Sharknado 3.
That's awesome.
Are you impressed?
I am.
She doesn't sound very impressed.
Don't tell.
You're impressed, right, Callie?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is tomorrow's future. And, you know, I'm doing what I can to bring them down to my level. So God help us. God help us all.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
We got a few of those here wandering the aisles of the DEMA show in Orlando. DEMA 2015. I got Jerry the Diver Guy. I got the Scuba Cowboy. Our mermaids, Tiffany, Jess, and Callie. And then, you know, our psychic mermaid, Valentina, is over there running the Tiki Toss game with Casey. The whole crew's out here having a good old time. Now, Roz from the UK is with me as well. And Roz and Jerry the Diver Guy are hitting it off, aren't you? You like the he's almost as much fun for you as Bill is, isn't he?
Oh, Billy's lovely.
Billy's lovely.
It's Bill.
Have you seen him hosting our Diver Family Feud in the morning yet,
no,
Roz?
No, I keep on being grabbed and I can't.
You've got to be there.
I'm going to come tomorrow.
He's playing the role of Scuba Steve Harvey from Family Feud, which you don't understand what that is in the UK, do you? You don't have that. But trust me, you're gonna want to see this tomorrow morning, okay? And we'll have more coverage for you next week on the big show. But, Roz, you've been wandering the aisles, almost acting as a, I don't know, our eye on the street type of dive reporter. And you got something in your hand you wanted to talk about, didn't you? What is this thing? You got a reel to tie people up with or what?
Hey, this is a brand new reel, but Dive Right have just launched here.
Yeah, and what's so special about this?
Well, what they've done.
Yeah,
is,
Phil Narcosa sees it.
It's a free spooling reel. It's a free spooling reel.
A free spooling reel.
But you can lock it off.
You can lock it off. Yeah.
So you just put your thumb on that latch.
Yeah.
Right, and when Phil tries to pull the line from me,
okay,
you'll see that it's not going anywhere.
Very nice. It's locked.
And it's literally one thumb flick.
So it keeps it from coming unspooled and going all over the place if you're a cave diver and you need one of these things to find your way home.
People can use that for cave, I bet.
Yeah, cave or...
cave or if, you know...
You could tie your safety sausage off to it, right?
Yeah, your delayed SMB.
Yes. Hey, Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine just walked up. See, that you never know what's going to happen here at the DEMA show. And, you know, we spent a week on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer Ventures boat. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm great.
Happy DEMA.
Happy DEMA to you. So are you having a good time or what?
I'm having an awesome time.
So what's going on with dive training here at the show? What are you guys doing? Are you just out meeting with everybody and hobnobbing and living large kind of thing?
First thing we do is always thank all of our advertisers who support dive training.
Right.
And then we're meeting with retailers that are using the product and helping them.
Which is everybody in the industry.
Exactly.
It's the best dive magazine in the world. Hello.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I've had some amazing meetings with some scientists that are revealing new studies. So we're going to be reporting about a lot of interesting new studies and some marine park regulations and a bunch of changes that are happening that are really exciting for marine conservation.
Sweet. Now, were you a pirate last night at that Diving Hall of Fame thing?
I was at the Divers Alert Network party.
Ah, yes, okay.
The Women Divers Hall of Fame party, and I made it to the Wet Pixel party. So
I got 2 out of 3.
Grand Slam last
but I missed you. Or you were incognito. Well, you weren't dressed up as a pirate last night.
No.
Okay.
It was my authentic self.
Yes, which is kind of like a pirate. She's kind of a pirate, world traveler kind of person. She could pass herself off.
Because I was at all 3 parties, and I missed you. I didn't see you at all.
Well,
she missed everybody. You should have seen Rod. She was totally lit. You know, what's that? Huh?
My invisibility cloak for part of the time.
That's what it was. Okay. Well, we're close enough to Universal. You can play that Harry Potter card pretty easily here and get away with it without being thrown in jail. All right. So, dive training celebrating an anniversary this year, too, right?
Yeah. We just started our 25th year. So, we're entering our 25th year this year, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Now, I got to ask, Catherine, you're kind of an industry insider, and you talk a lot of business with advertisers like we do here at Scuba Radio. I'm getting a great vibe and a great energy from, just people that we talk with that are, looking at 2016 and beyond and thinking things are getting better. Are you picking up on this as well? Are you getting that energy, that vibe?
Absolutely. It's not all doom and gloom in this room for certain.
Yeah.
We got unicorns and baby rainbows and manta rays and dolphins and the whole deal.
All right. I like it. That'd be fun.
Very good dive centers. The dive centers who really know how to look after their customers and give great customer service are busy. And the ones who aren't so good at providing this are not so busy.
Yeah.
which
they wouldn't be busy anytime. But the folks that have been working hard for the last couple of years are starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. That's the vibe I'm getting. You think?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement on the manufacturing end. There's some really cool new products out, and I'm especially excited about wetsuits that are no longer in black, or black. We've got color coming back to the scene.
Yeah, color.
We've got some exciting travel coming up, which is, there's some destinations that I haven't visited that are on my list.
Maldives,
yes, with you guys. I would love to return to the Maldives with you guys. I just need to be invited.
Well, you are always invited. It's just a matter of can we fit you on the boat? Because we've already had like six people say they want to go from our last trip. So we're trying to figure out how are we going to do another trip if we've already sold them out. Get another boat, exactly. Well, Explorer Ventures has a second boat now in the Maldives. So that's what we're going to look at filling up. So we'll have an announcement hopefully for you next week. We've got some dates zeroed in, but we're not quite ready to announce them yet. But maybe next week will be the big time. And Catherine, you're definitely going to be welcome to join us in the Maldives. But you might have to fight off your other dive training cohorts to make that work. I say jello wrestling.
Oh, jello wrestling can hurt you.
Okay. The way she said that and looked at me kind of made me a little nervous, but God bless her for it. But yeah, we'll figure out a way to do this. And you enjoy yourself here at the Dima Show. It's always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you too, pal. And I would go anywhere with the guys at Scuba Radio.
Yes. Well, she's been drinking. You gotta just have to write that one off. But, Roz, good to see you again. You got to get back across the pond, I guess, very quickly.
I'm going diving.
Going diving,
of course. Yeah, I'm going cave diving.
Wait, here over in, like, Ginny Springs, that area, or what?
That kind of area. I was diving on Sunday out of Little River, and it was very pretty, and I'm going back to get some more.
It's so pretty. And you're going to go do some more after. So before and after Dima, you're doing some diving.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, very good.
You know, diving is fun. Let's go diving.
That's why we do this. And that's why we'll be back next week right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Till then, remember, it's always better where, Roz?
Under the sea.
No, down where it's wetter, Roz. Come on, how many times do I get to tell you this? Say it. Down where it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter, Greg.
She'll learn eventually. Same diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.